Now, Mike is not here, but Mike joins us. Mike's been at the soup kitchen all day, I believe, helping out the less fortunate. And he joins us now because, Michael, we have been anticipating this movie for quite some time. The return of the Jurassic Park vehicle. Jurassic Park, which first launched in 1992. Here we are 23 years later, and the fourth installment has made its way to the theaters. Do you have us, Mike?
Affirmative. Actually, I've been on the toilet all day.
What? Diarrhea.
I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you were helping those less fortunate.
Well, I appreciate that, but, I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. An S.E. mess.
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's what...
So we all
Actually,
go.
I was just amused because I was I just finished listening to the original Dynamite Pea song.
How much have you had to drink?
Don't worry about me.
Doesn't he sound hammered?
Dynamite Pea.
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
Yes, the full Dynamite Pea song by Kevin Linehan. It kind of sounded like the Uneasy Rider, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I remember it.
Very, very underrated.
God.
What the hell is going on?
Everybody go up and see Petty Theft tonight in Murphy at the Murphy Amphitheater. When do you guys play, Mike? 7:30?
I think Downbeat is at 8.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it'll be whatever I say it is.
Are you going to be able to remain upright?
So awesome.
I'm hoping.
Sounds like he's been at the lake all day,
yes.
You know, listening to Kid Rock and stuff. Tank top on. So we all go see Jurassic World last night or this morning.
Yeah.
Myself, Michael,
yeah.
Danny, and Jake, we all saw it. I'll give you the quick plot, and we'll not give away too much here. It's very Spielbergian, in which children are, of course, involved. A couple of kids make their way to the new Jurassic World. It seems like Epcot Center for Dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's two brothers. One looks like middle school TC, and
yeah.
The other looks like high school Jake.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Cool.
They don't look like brothers at all.
No.
So they make their way out there to Jurassic World.
Which is in Costa Rica.
And it's been, you know, 22 years since the original park opened. And now, dinosaurs are no big deal.
Right.
They say that, you know, if you've seen them, one stegosaurus, you've seen them all. Kids aren't impressed by them anymore. So you have to keep amping things up. You have to keep getting the new dinosaurs in there. New acts up there. Acts, is that what you call
attractions?
Dinosaurs? Yeah, new attractions. So these kids go out there. Their aunt basically runs the place, and the aunt is played by Bryce Dallas Howard. Is that her name? Right? Isn't that Ronnie Howard's daughter?
Yeah, where do you know her work from?
Ron Howard's daughter? Dude, she's been in a million things, if you IMDb her. But that's Ron Howard's kiddo.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah, it is. Ron Howard has a daughter that age.
She's pretty.
She is. Very pretty lady.
And she has the ability to run across an entire 7-mile island being chased by dinosaurs, and her pumps remain on the entire time.
Yeah, you thought maybe she would take those off. But the kids go out there, and as you can imagine, things run amok very quickly. Here's my one question, Mike, and I'm going to ask you this first. So we've all seen all the Jurassic Park movies. None of them end well, right?
Right.
None of them end with the kids saying, "Oh my God, what a wonderful time." People continue to die. So
yes.
Right away, if you want to, you know, suspend the movie and just get back to reality, why do they keep opening these things? The last one that I saw, and I think this is the third one, a dinosaur attacked San Diego. Right? Isn't that the last one that came out in like the early 2000s?
I think one made it to a city.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you would think at that point that they shut down the productions of these super DNA dinosaurs, but they don't, and this park is incredible. Absolutely incredible. Would you, as a father, let your children go out there without parental supervision, which is what the parents did.
I would be terrified to let my kid go out there under any circumstances.
Right.
Because for that very reason, it never ends well there.
So many people have died, and
wouldn't
the government step in and shut it down?
The government of Costa Rica, they're probably just saying, hey, dollars, tourism dollars.
Yeah.
They can't. That's why that's not here. It's not in Hawaii anymore. They moved it offshore.
I guess so. So they show up there.
Wait, hold on a second. You don't think, like, if right now this was a real thing and they could do it in Russia, Russia wouldn't be like, yes?
And you had multiple hundreds of deaths every single year of the attraction.
Dubai or Qatar or whatever would say, yeah, build it right here. They definitely would, dude. And they would not give any F's about whatever has happened before.
Man, you may be
now,
right.
If I were Russia, I think I'd try to bargain for another Olympics, too, to come along with it. But if I couldn't get that, I would damn sure take Jurassic World by itself.
I'll say this. So they show up at Jurassic World, and they immediately start getting on all the rides and seeing all the attractions. Man, we have come...
I can't remember how old they are.
We have come so far in the world of CGI, and I'm sorry, as ridiculous as the plot is to this movie, are you guys not impressed by those dinosaurs? Are you not blown away?
It was amazing. Really, all I wanted out of this thing was some good dino action. And man, there it was.
I'm totally with him. The first time they showed, because see, one of the dinosaurs is sort of a super hybrid, and they've taken bits from these lizards in South America and these bits from these tree frogs that'll help it deal with the climate. But there's certain things about this tree frog that makes it camouflaged. The first time that the big bad MF-er exposed itself from the camouflage and kind of came forward, I got goosebumps. It's that impressive looking.
All right, are there...
It was truly a magical moment.
It really was.
So when you were a kid, Jake, and this thing came out, was this the, oh my God, I'm blown away to holy hell?
I mean, I was obsessed. I had back-to-back birthdays that were themed Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park shirts for a year, the lunchbox. Since then I've had very little interest in science. I wanted to be like an archaeologist for a couple of years. I was 100% obsessed with dinosaurs.
See, that's
still am a little bit, you know, but...
That's the thing, Danny, is that for him, that's his Star Wars.
Right. No doubt. There's no doubt about it. So basically, just like with you guys in this coming year, there's no way you're going to go into that movie and say, this sucked, I didn't enjoy it. There's no chance I was going to come out of that last night and think this was boring.
Right. Well, it ain't boring, that's for sure. But so the kids, this super Indominus Rex is the name of this genetically engineered dinosaur that, like Jake said, it takes pieces from regular animals and, you know, the T-Rex, and I don't want to give too much away about what else it takes from other dinosaurs, but it runs amok. It is the greatest dinosaur ever created. It's the meanest, smartest son of a bitch ever created, and the park goes to holy hell. And instantly, as you can imagine, the kids, those two boys, are put in the ultimate danger. Now, before I go on, I want to get Danny's take on this. Because
on this, what on the movie overall?
Yes,
it was
yes.
Terrible. God,
yeah,
it was awful. I mean, I've seen it before. I didn't think there was anything groundbreaking as far as the graphics compared to
dude,
what they were doing 20 years ago.
Quite. You were high.
See, that's the one thing, dude. You're telling me that sea beast didn't blow you away?
It looks like a cartoon. It looks like somebody drew it.
See, that's the one. I agree it's a bad movie. That's the one thing I disagree. I thought the CGI was...
Well, and this was another
thing.
I was also
like really stoned.
That was kind of part of the experience is I've never seen a 3D IMAX film before, but that was the only option that I had. And, boy, that loses its luster after about 15 or 20 minutes, doesn't it?
I don't really understand.
Man, I love every second of that. That was my first one, too.
Oh, were you there this morning at 10?
I am down with more. Yes, I am down with more, man.
So that's your first, outside of Butt Bongo Fiesta, that is your first experience.
Butt Bongo Fiesta, yes, it is.
And for me, it kind of the newness of it wears off about 30 minutes into it to where I wasn't really even noticing the 3D aspect of it.
I wasn't either. I did like the sound, man. That's one of the best sounding theaters I've ever been in, for sure.
Well,
I know that the 3D continually, constantly.
I have to say, the thing is, though, when you realize that the plot involves the military and training dinosaurs to be our
to
new
be
American
soldiers.
Yeah. That is what the ultimate goal is for these evil people. And there's always evil people in all these movies.
That's the end game from the fat guy from Criminal Intent.
Right. It always comes back to the military industrial complex. Although that is like the seed of a good idea that someone could train these beasts. Well, I mean, like that's the beginning of an interesting movie idea that they'll listen to him, but they just really never fleshed it out all that well.
Why wouldn't we train through the years gorillas? Literal gorillas, not gorillas, you know, that fight in the desert. I'm talking about real gorillas.
I think that's
from birth.
I think if you're telling me I have a pack of four or five gorillas or four or five raptors, and one of those needs to be militarized, I'm going raptor over gorilla.
Well, yeah, because the raptor will shred it to pieces.
Two.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you are, but if all they're thinking is, okay, here are these. Oh, we made a sale. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
We made a sale, Mike!
That's awesome.
Didn't you think it was a little bit half lame and half cool that they were sort of self-aware about what a B-movie it was?
One at a time, boys.
I was going to say, we got Dino Talk and a ticket remote that's not all for naught.
Right, exactly. We've actually made money. All right, what'd you say, Jay?
But just like whenever they're like, this is the Indominus Rex, brought to you by Verizon, and they stare at the camera, and then just, there were some lame parts where it seemed like they were hamming it up almost to a point where they knew what they were doing. Like, they were not even attempting to make a serious movie.
It was almost like Wayne's World.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bad movie that was awesome. That's the way I would describe it. It's not a good movie, but it is so awesome to me.
No, it's not.
For 2 hours, I can enjoy it.
Deep Throat wasn't a good movie either.
but the point was made
was awesome.
In Deep Throat, you know?
Oh, it was.
I don't know. I think that, look, I went with my kids, and it was so funny because the credits start to roll. My 9-year-old stands up. He takes his glasses off in this very Walter Cronkite fashion after Kennedy's killed. He looks at me, his hero, his father. He looks at me with these big doe eyes of a child, and he goes, "That's the greatest movie ever made." And think about it. Think about being in third grade or fourth grade and seeing that.
Yeah, that's the age I was.
Dude, that is unbelievable. And the ending? Are you kidding me? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't want to say, and it was all I could do to tell my kid, look, when you talk to your friends, if they haven't seen it, don't tell them about the ending. You're going to ruin it. He's like, oh, but no, I got to. He's got, like, dinosaur blue balls on. He's got to tell him. Oh, no, I got to tell him. I'm like, no, don't, because as ridiculous as it is, it's still, to me, it was just the technology. We're seeing, like, the pinnacle of film technology, and I can't imagine it getting better in 20 years.
Yes. As ridiculous as it is, it was still incredible.
It was.
Dude, when they first come in with that aerial shot, when they come over the gate, and it's the whole park right there, and it's when that John Williams soundtrack sort of crests, I wanted to cry. And, like, everyone in the arena was pretty much my age, which means they were all just in elementary when they saw it the first time and playing to the nostalgia. There was, like, you could feel that people were like, oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
I remember this.
Yes.
I remember this feeling the first time I saw this.
Yeah, if you don't worry about plots too much and stories and military and I'll tell you this, I really like Chris Pratt. Mike, did you like Chris Pratt?
I was not terribly familiar with that guy, but yeah, he didn't bother me one bit.
He is the perfect guy for this type of film, for Guardians of the Galaxy, for this. He's almost like the new Harrison Ford. I swear, that's what he reminds me of, because Harrison Ford never had this quality of Tom Cruise about him, right?
Yeah. And it's not The Rock. You know, he's hunky, but he's kind of dorky a little bit.
Yeah, he seems
a little awkward.
He seems really legit, like a guy that you'd want to go have a beer with.
He's every man's man.
Right.
He is. He is Harrison Ford, and I think that he was great in this movie. He trains velociraptors, for God's sake.
I was more impressed with the pterodactyls than anything.
That was pretty amazing, too.
Okay. I thought of Mike immediately. Whenever the pterodactyls broke free from the aviary, were you not freaking out,
God,
Mike?
That was great. Yes, I was. That might have been my favorite part of the whole thing.
Dude, that was unreal.
They broke free from the aviary, and, you know, they get into the mainstream of the park where there are 20,000 people there that day. And here's some son of a bitch leaving Margaritaville holding two margaritas, and one of them slips down and yanks his ass up. God, that was awesome.
That was the guy on the toilet moment of this movie.
Oh, it was. It was. Running with two completely full margaritas.
From
man-eating pterodactyls. He wanted to save his margaritas.
Because
they were probably $40 each.
And they were those big old giant chalices of margaritas.
Yes.
A schooner.
But I mean, how about the pterodactyl play with the nanny that was trying to take care of the two boys?
Yeah, the au pair.
Yes, right. Dude, that was incredible. Look, Danny, I'm with you. Ridiculous, yes. Plot, stupid, absolutely. But I never felt for a second that my time was being wasted here.
I thought it was a half an hour too long, and I almost fell asleep once.
Yeah. Tough crowd there.
What's it going to take to please you?
I've seen it all, man.
You know what he told me on the phone today? He goes, man, I'm just so old.
I think it's stupid. And I felt like such an American. That was just such an American thing
to do.
There's
no doubt.
To go sit in there and watch the most over-the-top, ridiculous movie and with the loudest sound effects and this army of people, these followers wearing the same damn glasses. I mean, I'm a grown man. I'm watching a 3D movie.
So what?
With me?
That's the thing, man.
And it's the Indominus Rex.
Until you can, if you can suspend reality and realize, you know, and like I said, it's so Spielbergian because it's kids. It's kids doing things that they're not capable of doing.
Adventure.
Like kids starting a 1992 Jeep.
Yeah.
Figuring out a way to make that all go. I thought that was a little bit hokey. Their parents going through a divorce. Every single Spielberg movie has these kids put in these really weird situations because that's what he was going through as a kid with his parents
right.
getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same thing every time, but I buy into it almost every damn time.
Got to enjoy the ride, man.
Incredible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think that's well put. You got to just flat out enjoy the ride. And you know what, Mike, I don't know if you're the same way, but there may be a time where I go back and see it again.
I wouldn't rule that out for an instant. Not in the least.
I just picture Mike right now with two margaritas. I don't know why.
Oh, good time.
That's a pretty good way to go, walking around with two margaritas.
Right.
Skewing her in each hand and getting snatched up by a pterodactyl.
Gotta go.
All right, we gotta go. Mike, I love you. Have a great night. We'll talk to you on Monday. Okay, bud. We'll see you.
See you, man. Sober up.
There he goes, the great Mike Reiner. Well, I believe we give that many thumbs up and a few down back there in the producer's chair. Yes.
Look, it's a movie for kids, and if you can allow the kid part of yourself to come out, then it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. But, yeah, don't. I didn't see anything groundbreaking, and it was a really bad plot.
Okay. I saw everything is groundbreaking, and the plot was semi-believable.
Shut up.
Did you like that he had to train the Raptors with what you would train your lab with?
A clicker.
A little treat clicker.
A clicker.
You're training them so they can go fight ISIS.
Right, with a clicker.
Leave it alone, stupid.
Gotta go, boys.
All right.